I'm a morning kind of person. I'm very lucky to have an enormous study and library in London with floor to ceiling Georgian windows overlooking a very pretty square. So it's a good environment to be in, and I feel very lucky to have it. I have two desks, one with a giant kind of flat screen, Apple screen on it, and it's a huge table. In fact, it's the only thing I've ever made myself. I built it years ago. It was the kitchen table in another house. And it must be about 12 feet long. And my dream for this table is that it would just contain the computer and lots of space around for notes. It fills constantly with books and bits of paper, and I like to have a clear, organized space around me, but I find it difficult to manage. For some reason, I'd rather clean up the kitchen than clean up my study. Why is that? Because throwing a piece of paper away always requires one to look at the piece of paper to see what it says before you throw it away, whereas putting a dish in a dishwasher requires no mental act. Maybe it's that. I always believe that it's very important to turn up at this desk, whether you feel like it or not, whether you have ideas or not. You've got to have the work ethic that makes you show up. When I've got a piece of work going, I like to be there by about 9:30. It's very important to close off all those avenues to the outside world, like the internet, the email, the telephone. So I switch all those things off and try and get a solid bit of work done before lunchtime. And a solid bit of work for me would be somewhere between 500 and 800 words. And I'd feel happy then if I'd got that down. If it's going well, I would work all afternoon on the same thing, and then maybe after dinner too, and into the night, if it was rolling along. But generally, the afternoons I try and leave for reading. And again, to take reading seriously, and so between maybe 2 and 4 o'clock, not answer the phone because I'm reading. And I remember when I was a very devoted reader as a child, it will strike me even then at the age of 9 that if you're reading a book, people would assume you were therefore doing nothing. And then they were entitled to talk to you. Well, I still battle against that notion that it's an activity, and if someone was playing tennis, you wouldn't walk onto the court and start engaging them in a conversation. Likewise, I think reading is at least as important as playing tennis. My friend Christopher Hitchens once said that one of his definitions of happiness was to work all day in the knowledge that he was seeing an interesting friend in the evening. So sometimes that interesting friend is my wife, or one of my children, or one of my interesting friends. But I do like that sense that there's going to be food and wine from about 7:30 on. If it fits, I'll go back after dinner, maybe to look at the day's work again.